Weirdos TV. Weirdos is here on the... We're on online, Weirdos. We're live. We're live on the Weirdos TV network. I mean, on the Online Performance Festival. Online Performance Festival. Trademark ABCDE. No shit. Anyway, I wouldn't want to do anything wrong here. This is online, and we're online. And the Performance Festival is live, so I wouldn't want to get it wrong. You know, that's probably the point. And I can't even see why I have text behind my head. It doesn't seem right. Everything is incorrect. I don't understand why it's doing these things, but I have some clue. I have some clue why. It's really kind of interesting. Okay. I think maybe someday we could find a way past this. That's really interesting. I never would have guessed. Okay, we came to the beginning of the end. And the end of the beginning. So we can begin the show now. Wow, the show is beginning. Okay, so now that the show is really beginning.
I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Where do you go to be understood? I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
Start again, but the show doesn't really start again.
It's the only way. I think it's the only way. By the way, you can Skype us. You can Skype us. Wow, I didn't even think about that. You can Skype us at weirdos999, and we're here. We're on the air right now. So you can Skype us right now or not. Or you can call. You can call 1-800-WEIRDOS. 1-800-934-7369. From Canada, too, even. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's not really... It doesn't seem appropriate. He'll kill me if I get it wrong. But, you know, let's just see what we can do. There we are. Are you there? You look a little funny.
Yep, my microphone.
I can't control, you know, I can't control everything. It's really impossible. You have no idea how impossible it is. It's really impossible. It's beyond impossible. It's completely impossible.
Say it's beyond impossible.
Well, it's possible, but it's beyond impossible. In the possibility range of possibilities. If I had to predict, I would say it isn't possible. But if I wasn't predicting, I wouldn't predict. But everything is a mess.
Actually, hold on one second.
You know, it's not my problem. Yes, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to get a guest here. This is our erstwhile, ever-present co-host, John Yotis. He doesn't realize how much trouble we're having here tonight, so he'll be surprised when he gets on the air. He doesn't realize we're in the online performance art festival right now. He has no idea. But we'll surprise him with that, and it'll be great. That's what I think.
Something about a performance arts festival?
We're live at the online performance art festival right now.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Hello!
I'm sure we have twice the viewership we usually would have on the usual channel.
Wonderful.
Because, you know, if nobody watches us on the usual channel, and nobody's watching us now, that's twice as much.
That is true.
0 times 0 is 0. And 0 times 2...
Let's check out.
0 times 2 is also 0. So regardless of how few people are watching now or before, it still wouldn't be anybody. There's nobody watching. You knew that, right? When you signed up for this gig, you knew there was going to be no audience, right? That's not a surprise to you. Right? You knew that. You knew you were going to be, like, stuck alone on a show that nobody watches. I mean, I told everyone about the online performance festival. I really did. I did so much publicity, you have no idea.
I just realized that you couldn't see me this whole time. Because I can see myself on my camera's viewfinder, but I didn't actually have it turned on Skype until just now.
But you didn't know that you could just already see that way?
I knew I could see myself, but I didn't realize that you couldn't see me until just now when I pressed it.
Oh, I get it. You thought you were sending video.
Because when I answered, Yeah, that's right. Because I accidentally pressed the the audio only call instead of the video call.
Yes, well, that's predictable. But yeah, we're having a terrible problem tonight where your screen isn't taking up enough space. It's got like this black square around it, and it's odd. So like even just making room for you here is really difficult. You have no idea. But we are, in fact, on the Online Performance Art Festival. I think it's the second annual Online Performance Art Festival. So we're, like, round two.
Today's October 22nd. All right, that's wonderful.
I think it's running for a week. I just tweeted about it. You can see it on my massive social media feed that everyone in the world has been following since even before there was social media.
I just want to let you know that the music in the background is so much louder than your voice.
Is it? That's so interesting. Well, I could probably adjust that, but that's very interesting. Because you're getting a separate audio feed from the rest of the world, you see. But
I don't believe that.
It could be that you're right. You know, we don't take precautions on this. So feel that right, but the voice is very loud. I think it's just not loud on your feed. I have to change that. You know, I could change that, but you know, you understand. You don't really need to hear what I say anyway. It's not like you'll understand me or anything.
Well, I don't speak English. I speak English, but it's a second language, so it's sometimes difficult for me to understand.
I don't understand anything, and I speak both languages, the inside one and the outside one, and neither one is helping me. You understand me? Nothing. Nothing. When I tell you nothing, I mean zero.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how many people are watching us on the online performance festival right now as well. It's something approaching, a number approaching zero. It could be the same as zero, or it could be less than zero, maybe even much less than zero, would be my guess. I would guess it's 0 minus 17 million. I mean, it would be that much. And I don't care. If you can't hear me, what do I care? This poor boy should be able to hear me, but I don't care.
No, I just don't. I don't have a response. It's plenty well spent, I guess. To have had a brand festival and have people, no problems. That's fine. I'd have to say it's better that way. That's the number of people that should be at Bonnet.
Wow. Really? 10. Well, I was just pretending. I couldn't understand anything because of all that music and stuff.
It's boiling hot in the middle of the day, and then as soon as the sun goes down, the temperature decreases to like 10 degrees Fahrenheit. It's very, very unpleasant if you're wandering around alone because your friend ditched you and don't know where your tent is, and you're in a tent instead of an RV.
Aha!
It becomes stressful on our water bodies because of the expansion and contraction.
I wouldn't make that mistake. That wouldn't happen to me. I'm very careful about always having an RV present.
Yes, we should all maintain our RVs and make sure that they're running just in case of an emergency.
Yes, that's the emergency place to go. And then you can just live off the fat of the land. It's very fat land. Okay.
I have an itch now on my actual eyeball, like on my eyeball is where the itch is.
You mean the ball of your eye? Why don't you remove it?
I needed to see.
But you could take it out and scratch it and then put it back in. Wouldn't that be easier?
Even if and starting
only because of the tremendous pain? No. In fact, it would be pretty cool if I could remove my eyeballs and, like, wash them in water, keep them clean and stuff,
yeah.
But
I would really recommend
it's just too
it.
Much pain. Well, I was actually thinking, like, we should. It would be neat in our human bodies if...
Yeah.
Didn't really have pain. Like, if you have a problem, like, if you have an upset stomach, you should be able to open your front...
Yes.
And be like, oh, there's the culprit, and just pull out, like, a whole...
Well...
Or whatever.
First of all, you just get rid of the body entirely. That was the first thing I did.
Or you could transfer what it is that's you into an indestructible
floating head. Yeah.
Or a floating, practically weightless floating head.
Yeah, that's what I did. It wasn't worth trying to maintain a body, so I just, you know, got rid of it.
Nice.
I never looked back. It was always a pain in the ass, literally. Now I don't even have an ass. And I don't miss my ass. I know some people miss my ass, but... not me.
No.
My ass is grass. I'm trying to overcome my difficulties. I can't promise it's possible. Maybe it depends on, you know, like, the perspective. But I suspect the perspective is defective. And it's worrying me. It's worrying me so much. I keep trying and it doesn't get me anywhere. But eventually I feel like I could get there. Somewhere useful. See, that's not useful. Why would you think that was useful? Try something useful.
How many festival goers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
None of the festival goers are capable of any such actions, even if they existed.
That is correct.
Yes.
You heard that one before? How did you know that?
Well, because they're online, first of all. So how would they put in a light bulb, you know, online? There's no, you can't just go, like, light bulbing online. It's not like trolling.
Well, I guess they aren't goers then. They are attendees. How many festival attendees does it take to screw in a light bulb? The answer is two.
Two.
The only at least two. Two or more.
Plus.
The only problem is getting them in the light bulb.
Ah.
The only problem is getting them in the light bulb.
Because,
so they can screw
sure,
each other.
You're sure they'll screw each other once they're in the light bulb.
That is my joke, by the way. Should this be commercialized, this thing you're doing?
Okay.
I get... that's me. I wrote that.
You're getting credit for that joke.
I actually...
screwing in the light bulb.
I have that joke actually written down on a piece of paper with my signature under that joke. So anyone who wants to steal that joke, you are committing a crime if you want to...
What if I use a similar joke about screwing inside... of a light bulb, but I didn't. You do it in the context of a how many people light bulb joke.
I don't know. That's like, dangerous territory.
Like
you're playing a dangerous game.
What if I was just doing a comic monologue and I said, I was inside a light bulb the other day, and I had the greatest sex, and that's how you screw in a light bulb.
I would just avoid it. I would avoid it because legally, I don't know. You're treading dangerous waters, my friend.
How much? I'll pay you. How much would it cost for me to use that in a joke, but not a how many light bulbs does it take to screw in an asshole joke, but some kind of how many people does it? I mean, I won't even say the words how many anywhere in the joke. There'll be no questioning of people or quantities of people or what those quantities of people would be responsible for in the activity of screwing in a light bulb. I would just make some comparison to light bulbs, screwing, and sex.
All I would really require is 3% of all gross, domestic and international, and 5% of any merchandising rights.
Okay, but it's not gross. It's not gross. It's tasteful. Okay. It's going to be for like an online performance art festival, so that'll be very tasteful. It won't be gross at all. So it won't even be 2% gross.
Online performance art.
Yeah, you know, so that people online can do performance art and performance online.
It's called Chatterbait. It's called Omegle, right?
Diggle?
Yeah. I'm just being a kid. Hold on just a second.
Okay, good luck. It's a diggle-it problem. It's a niggling problem.
I just wanted to open up the old costume trunk and,
You're not gonna get the horse head again, I hope.
No, the horse head is...
I just saw the horse head in my nightmares the other night, and I...
wanted to get this, John Cena hat, and this demon face. I like to keep the demon face below my eyes though, so it doesn't look much like a face. I mean, the face is kind of where my chin is.
But I get it. I get the joke.
This is a horrible. Actually, no. I hate this demon face.
But don't. There's no such thing as sanity clause.
No, I don't think so. I don't think a human being would survive in the North Pole, even if they did. The energy costs. I mean, you'd have to keep that house at like 69 degrees or above. And
yeah.
You'd have to do that because you're going to die. Like, you will die in the North Pole. It's a horrible place to live.
But I love it. It's so... all those elves... And the reindeer...
Santa Claus would have been a great ruler if they would have... Instead of putting him in the North Pole, they should have said that he existed in a place where nobody could go. That's the only way to get people to continually believe onto adulthood. Santa should... Instead of his workshop being in the North Pole, it should be like on one of Jupiter's moons, or
But everybody who's been to the North Pole could be lying.
Or like thousands of people.
What if everyone who's already been to the North Pole is just lying about the existence of Santa Claus? And they
like they all found him, and
they
and
all found him. It was a huge factory complex of elves and flying deer that are trained year round, and you know they can move so fast they can get around the world in a night. I mean, so it's all there. Just everybody who's been there decided to when you go to a movie and they tell you like don't tell anyone the ending. That's what Santa does. He just says tell everyone I don't exist. It's funnier that way.
You could probably incentivize that many conspirators, but. I just think it's... first of all, you have to be like a multi-billionaire. I'd imagine you have to pay these people a lot of money.
You know how much Santa makes in a year?
I'm just saying, like, what if them is a troll? Like, you pay them for their silence. Like, this is an internet festival. I think everybody knows about the trolls who exist on the internet. What if one of these people is paid for their silence, but then they choose to, like, oh, I don't care. Screw you. I'll take your money and I'll blow your secret that you told me to keep. But,
yeah,
you know,
you do that.
Everybody knows now, like, oh, you know, I did find Santa. Everybody's saying that they didn't find him, but we all did, and I did. And I have proof.
See, that would be that's the point. Nobody can really get proof. They just think, they just assume, you know, that it's not real, because everyone will tell them they're crazy. And then they try and say they have proof, but the proof doesn't ever work, because people go, no, Santa's not real. You're stupid and crazy.
I think, you know, the only way Santa could be real if the Tim Allen movies were accurate. Like, if he had powers other than immortality.
Wait a minute. I happen to know that Tim Allen is not real. That's ridiculous. You don't actually believe in Tim Allen, do you?
The actor? That actor?
Yeah, he's not an actual person. That's just a myth that people made up a long time ago and passed down from family to family. And, you know, every so often we talk about it, but there's no actual Tim Allen. It's a myth. It's like, come on, you learn that when you're like 8. Your parents have to break the news to you. Tim Allen isn't real. Right? You've been through that already. Come on. If Tim Allen were real, I mean, then so would be, you know, I don't know. Matt Damon, you know, he'd be real too.
I gotta tell, right off the bat, I'm offended. I did not expect this from you. Of all people,
real. Santa's more real than Matt Damon. Everybody knows that. That's why they call him Matt Damon. That's the ancient Greek name for his existence, that he's just a mythical beast that they refer to in myth. Matt Damon? Yeah. But Santa's real, that's just a conspiracy to keep him underground. Okay, so anyway, moving on to our next subject. I hope we have what's our next subject? You were supposed to keep track of the subjects, I assumed you would know.
How some people pronounce cauliflower. They call it cauliflower.
Who says that?
People who say rum when they mean room. That's it. Those are the next two subjects.
Those people say they pronounce it that way? Are you sure?